Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery with your host, Jane Marquis, ND, where we embark on a journey of self-transformation and empowerment. Joining us on this enlightening voyage is none other than Pilates expert, Leslie Logan. With her wealth of experience and profound wisdom, Leslie shares her insights on the crucial importance of prioritizing oneself. In today's episode, Leslie illuminates the path toward mastering self-care and nurturing one's well-being. She advocates for the fundamental truth that in order to show up for others with vitality and resilience, we must first prioritize our own self-care and inner balance. At the core of Leslie's philosophy lies her powerful slogan, "Be it till you see it." This mantra serves as a guiding light, reminding us to embody the qualities we wish to cultivate and to persistently strive toward our goals with unwavering determination. So buckle up and get ready to embark on a transformative journey with yours truly, Jane and Leslie Logan. Together, let's uncover the keys to unlocking our full potential and manifesting the lives we truly desire. Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Part of mastery is prioritizing yourself so that you feel good and have the right energy to manifest what you want in this world. I want us all to welcome Leslie. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Jane. I'm so excited to talk about this because so many people will say they want to prioritize themselves first, but then they don't until it's too late.
Oh, yeah. And then it's a long ways back to equilibrium, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to like, I think we can get into it obviously, but I think a lot of people, once you've trained people that you don't have boundaries or that you will do things whenever they want to do them, and then you try to enforce prioritizing yourself first, which means having boundaries, not everyone's excited for you because it affects them.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially kids, right?
Are you putting
them first and... Yeah.
Well, and you know what? There's a lot of therapists out there. There's a lot of parents that are coaches out there that I've met who are either like marital coaches or life coaches or business coaches who would say like, as much as like when it's an infant, yes, obviously, please, that baby is a priority of number one because they can't do anything for themselves. But it's so important for kids to see their parents put themselves and their marriage first before them, because then they actually grow up knowing that they can have boundaries and they can have things that are in their life that they do that aren't just about the child. And I know that people are like, well, you don't have a kid, you can't say that. I'm like, I got that from people with kids. So
yeah. Otherwise you don't have the energy or the balanced state to even cope with kids.
100%. I mean, so here's the thing. I always tell people, like, if you think of your energy bucket, your love bucket, the thing that you pour out into as like a gas tank. If you have a half filled gas tank most of the time, you get a little stingy with what you have to give because you constantly are seeing it closer and closer to empty. You know, when you're like, when your car has only half a tank of gas and a quarter of a tank, you're like, oh my gosh, you start to where is that gas station? Do I have enough time? Your brain is preoccupied with like filling the gas tank. You're not as generous with your love and energy as when your gas tank is full. And so it's really, really important that we fill our gas tank first. And how everyone fills their gas tank is going to be different. But the only way to do that is to make sure that there is time in your day where you are the priority.
Mm-hmm. And not just leave it until you realize that you are almost out of gas.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever ran out of gas though? Like, because I have. And like how long it takes to one, go get enough gas to fill the tank up or to push the car, the amount of energy it takes to actually get the car to the gas station, right? And then to fill it up from that negative zone. It is so much more energy and time and distraction from your day than if you just filled it.
Yeah.
When it was a third full or half filled.
Yeah. Take care of it then.
So why is it so important to prioritize yourself?
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, I believe that every single person who's listening is like the only person who can do what they do the way that they do it. You're it. You are a unique person for a reason, and how you affect people's lives is so special, and it's something only you can do. And if you are exhausted, tired, not fueling yourself in a way that is actually going to give you the energy you need, the world misses out on your magic. And even if you don't care about the world, your world, the people in your lives, your partner or your children or your best friend, they don't get to see that magical person that you are. And you can, obviously, there are times like when I'm in a hustle mode, you know, you and I were talking before I got in here, like, I'm like, oh, I don't have time to do this in 3 more weeks. And part of that is I am busy, but part of that is I prioritize myself in a way to not overbook myself, because I will run out of energy. I will run out of excitement and joy to do what I do. And so there are going to be seasons where you have to push a little more to do things, but there has to be a way to fill your cup before you push again. You know, even your favorite athletes, your star, the Olympians you see, they have rest days. They have days that they are prioritizing the healing of their body. Sleep is one of the biggest ways you could prioritize yourself first. And sleep is one of the things people will pride themselves and boast that they got, oh, I was able to do that on 3 hours sleep. My goodness, we all need to figure out how many hours our body needs. Some people it's 6, some people it's 9. You have to figure out what yours is, but prioritizing yourself first allows you to show up with the magic that you have and truly bring people in and make them feel seen and loved and supported. But mostly you'll enjoy doing that because you won't feel like everyone's getting your best but you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. So Leslie, why do you say be it till you see it?
Okay. This is my favorite thing. And thank you for asking me, because if you are someone who is struggling with prioritization of yourself, you can be it till you see it. But it's different than fake it till you make it. Cause I think fake it till you make it has a negative connotation, as if you are pretending and you're not that person. But being it till you see it is acting as if you are the person that you want to be already. And it keeps you from waiting. Like, oh, once my kids are older, then I will. Or once I have made this money, then I will. Or once I have this degree, then I will. What if you had it now? What would that person do? How would you be living your life? I was just listening to another interview with somebody, and they were like, if you have 60 days to live, what would you do? She's like, the same thing I'm doing now. Why would I wait until I have an expiration date to be the person and live the life I want to have? And so be it till you see it is something that I had to do, because I started running a company of my own that I never set out to run my own company. I promise you, like, I would be the last person who thought of herself as an entrepreneur. And I would find myself going, oh my God, I don't know how to do these things. I don't know how to be this person. And I was like, but what if I did? Like, what if I knew how to run a company? How would I handle this? How would I handle this email? How would I handle this fire? Does the CEO of a company actually care about like this one thing? Or are they looking more high level? And I found myself acting as if I already knew how to be that person and making decisions from that space. And what that gave me was the confidence to be that person. And I was able to close the gap on like where I thought I was to where I wanted to be. And so if you're wanting to be someone who is prioritizing yourself first, how would you do that? Like, what would that look like? Would it look like, you know, lights out at a certain time so you could go to bed? Would it look like putting your phone away so you have 2 hours of screen time? Like, what would that, and it's different for everybody. Maybe it's meditating every morning for 5 minutes. Maybe it's actually meditating for 1 minute. How would that look like? And you don't have to do it all right away. You just have to ask yourself, like, if I was this person already, what would be how would I make this decision here? And it actually is really cool because you stop waiting and yearning for that person to be who you are. You actually just start being that person. And it really is cool. It's not like some sort of like magical manifestation. It is an actionable manifestation that you can do.
Hmm. And just starting small is what I'm hearing, rather than putting it off altogether. Just start.
If you take anything away from this episode, you guys, it is smaller is better. Tiny action steps. So 30 minutes is only 2% of your day. 2% of your day. And if I were to ask you, do you have 2% of your day to give you? And you would be like, of course, 2%, that's nothing. And then I tell you 30 minutes, or so many people are like, oh, I don't have 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I think if you actually audit your time of your week and how it was spent, you could find some time where you're like actually maybe doing too many things that we would call entertainment versus like prioritization of self. And even if we only took away 30 minutes a day from that entertainment, you still probably would have hours, you know? So what I would say is like, start really, really small. If 30 minutes is too much, start with five, start with one. And I know for the perfectionists listening to this, that can be really difficult. Like what difference does it make if I only do 1 minute of prioritization? But I promise you it's a big difference, because what you're doing, what we need to do is build this muscle. Prioritizing yourself first is a muscle. Like saying no is a muscle. Like going to the gym is just the way you build muscle. You have to start small, just start with the weight that you can handle. And so you are going to find how many minutes that is for you. And then you also are going to figure out like, what is it that you love? And guess what? You might not love the first thing you try. Maybe you don't want to meditate for 1 minute. Maybe closing your eyes and sitting still just is like torture for you. Okay, great. Go for a walk. Have a movement meditation. Do some Pilates. That's what I do. My movement meditation, once I get that out of my system, then I can actually like meditate, because I need to like get the things moving. And it doesn't have to be, I hear people, I meditate for an hour every day. I'm like, okay, even that feels like a lot to me. And I like really love to prioritize myself first, but every person has to figure that out is for themselves. And we have to be okay with getting it wrong. We have to be okay with trying things out to figure out what makes us feel the most best version of ourselves. You know, and so, but smaller is always better, because it makes it easier to put into the busy life you already have.
Right. And I have a rule myself. If life is really lifey, like super busy, I still take 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night to stretch, do some sit-ups, do some Pilates, right? Yoga, yeah. Push-ups, just a quick touch in.
I love that. 10 body. Minutes. Yeah. It's so great.
Yeah, it's I can get called by kids or dogs or whatever, and I'll say, nope, not till I'm done this.
Yeah. And also, like, guess what? Dogs get trained, you know, like they'll figure out that they love a consistent routine. So they'll figure it out, they'll understand. And kids, like, some of the people that are in my Pilates membership, they send me videos of their kids just joining them. They're like, the kids are bugging them. They're like, I'm doing this right now for 10 minutes. You can do it with me. And the kids are doing the movements. How cool is it for your kid to learn that they can take care of themselves and move too?
Yeah. Right. It's incredible how it works. So any tips? Any other tips?
Okay. So be it until you see it, and help create the habit of prioritizing yourself first. First of all, like, I want you to think about, like, we tend to overestimate what we can do in a day, but underestimate what we can do in a year. And so what I would just say is, like, if you're wanting to change your life, and like, if I were to ask you, like, if we could like snap at our fingers, make everything happen 1 year from today, where would you be? And like, really visualize a day in the life of you, not all, it doesn't have to be the whole life that happened in the year. It's just a day. So when do you wake up? Where do you eat breakfast? Or do you eat breakfast right away? Or like, what do you do in the morning? Like, imagine for a second, you can suspend time and responsibilities and things like that. And just, what if we had a dream day? What would that look like in your new life 1 year from now? And I want you to write that down. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, what part of this? How can I take this as tiny, tiny, tiny steps? So maybe you're wanting to make sure that you actually get a workout in before you take your kid to school. You're thinking that could not possibly happen. There's so many things to do in the morning. But what if it could? And how would that happen? And maybe there's people you have to delegate to or hire, or maybe we stop cleaning the kitchen in the morning, we do it later. Like, what would that look like? But I want you to figure out what your dream day is like, because what will happen is we'll use it as a guidepost. You'll use it. I can't help you because we'll be there, but you'll use it as a guidepost for taking tiny action steps towards that. Okay. And then the next thing I would say is, make sure that the people in your life understand that you're going to be making changes. They might not love them, and you understand that, and you hear them and you see them, but it's not about them. It's about you being the best version of yourself for them. And so they can give you feedback, and they can be frustrated, and they can understand, you can understand that it's affecting their life in a different way, but it doesn't have to be a negative way. Even though that's how they feel, that's how they're making you feel. You have to just say, like, I understand this affecting you negatively right now, but I promise you I'm going to have way more energy for you here. And we need to trust this process. Thank you for letting me know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really hard to have those tough conversations. We don't want to be a disappointment to people, but when you start to uphold some boundaries, of course, is going to disappoint the people it affects, but they might even be surprised at what that teaches them. Like, people learn from actions, not the words necessarily. So if people are seeing you take action to prioritize yourself first, to be it till you see it, they might not love it right away, but I promise you they're watching. And they will, you're being a role model for them in an amazing way. And then last tip on this is, please, 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 you have to leave perfection at the door. I know this is so hard for people. I know for my overachievers, which is different than a high achiever, my overachievers and my perfectionists, you want everyone to be happy and you want to do everything right the first time. You're going to screw this up. You're not going to do it well. There are going to be days that are better than others. For example, I love reading these 3 books in the morning. This morning, I didn't read them. I'm going to read them later. It's going to be okay. Like, of course, I love to have them as a way to set the tone for my day. Today, it didn't happen. So I'm not going, oh, gosh, I'm a terrible person. No, I had a busier morning this morning than usual, and I'll do it later. And they're set out and ready for me, so I won't forget to do them. So be really kind to yourself, because even when you think about doing the thing that you want to do, it's still habit building. You're still actually building a habit. If you don't believe me, BJ Fogg wrote it in his book, Tiny Habits. I promise you it's one of the best habit books ever out there. And there is a lot of science around thinking about the thing you want to do. You don't just have to do it. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right. I'm like, wait, what? You read 3 books a day?
Oh, yes, I do. I know, because I couldn't decide. Well, I'll be really honest. I haven't decided if I love all 3, but I like the idea of 2 of them, and I love 1 of them. And so I just decided, well, they're like little daily prompt books, and you can journal. This is how much of a recovering perfectionist I am. I don't journal on any of them at all. I don't even have a pen near me. But 1 of them is like called like the Journey to the Heart, and it's very like lovey and like a wonderful mother figure, like Mother Universe telling me things to like get close to my heart. And some days I think it's amazing, and some days I'm like, that's just not how I think. So I'll just leave that one. Another one is a little bit more light and peppy and fun, and they're super short, it's like 2 paragraphs. And what I love is when the 2 of them are on the same topic randomly, because like there's just no reason why they would. They're 2 different authors from 2 different years of publishing, but I really enjoy it. And then the 3rd one is from my favorite author, Gay Hendricks, who wrote the book, The Big Leap, which for anyone who is wanting to prioritize themselves, it's a really great book because it really does help you like live in your zone of genius. And he wrote your Big Leap Year, which is like every single day it's a prompt on how to get out of your own way. And so I really love that one, but no surprise there, but I really find them great because did you know you only have to read 15 minutes a day to like really change your life and like your learning abilities and your intelligent levels. And so these don't even take me 15 minutes. They take me about 5 to 7. And so that I can read other things. But if you read 15 minutes a day, you could read 20 books in a year. We think we don't have time for these things. But like when you break, no, I don't have time to sit down in for an hour and an uninterrupted and enjoy a book. That's not happening in my life. I've got 3 dogs. I got a husband. We work together, work from home. There's a lot going on. But I do have 5 minutes in the morning to read those books and set the tone for the day. And if I don't, I'll read it at lunch or I'll read it before bed. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is listening to something from Gaia that's very positive first thing in the morning. So it just sets me off in the right direction, you know, so you're not in that tailspin kind of, which we can all get into. You know?
Oh my gosh. Most people wake up and they turn on the news.
Yeah.
There is nothing that's going to make your day better on that channel. And I am someone who's highly involved in what's going on in the world, but not in the morning, not first thing. First thing has to be me saying the amazing day, getting my dog and I outside for a walk, taking in the sunrise or wherever it's at. Now that we've sprung forward the time we're recording this, it was so dark this morning, but taking that in. And then once I've like found my footing, then I'll listen. I'll choose to listen to something that's an update, but like, I love that your first thing you listen to is something from God. That's so cool. I'm going to add that in. That's going to be part of my morning.
Right. Cause you can be getting ready while you're listening. So it's kind of doubling up.
100%. And you guys, like, if you're like, I don't like if I had kids and I would play that throughout the house. Why not? Let them hear something good in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, that's great for them to hear. My husband and I, there's a couple Abraham Hicks, like morning rampages that when I feel like when you can feel like the energy in your house is a little bit like, ooh, it's a little frenetic. I just turn on the speaker that's in the middle of our house and I just play it. I'm not saying we have to listen to it. I've just put it on because there's like a tone, you know, like there's a tone to the music and to the cadence that go, that kind of brings that energy back into a grounding space. And we get to choose to restart our day or how we want to start our day. But it has to, it doesn't have to be like Groundhog Day every day, just because I have routines that mean every day is exactly the same. But every single day starts with me prioritizing myself first so that I can be, I can love the dogs that I have. I can greet them with enjoyment and excitement. Not like, oh my gosh, you're really needy today. I got a 14-year-old dog. She's needy, you know? And I can tell when I haven't taken care of myself first because how I greet her. Yeah. You could, like, anyone listen to this, notice how you greet someone you love. And if it's not how you want to, it's because it's not them. Even if they did something to hurt you, it's not them. It is how you are fueling yourself, or if you're fueling yourself. When I have taken care of myself in the morning, I spend extra time with her. And when I haven't, I'm like, okay, go lay down, you know? And that's not how I want to be. So those are always like, they're great mirrors for like how we're taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, I love that. I have a 13-year-old dog too, and I totally relate. Wow. Yeah. Okay, last question, Leslie. You love Pilates. You're an amazing teacher, and you have, that's your passion really in the physical world. Tell us why, and then also how people can get in touch with you.
I love this question. Okay. So all of this education and information that I just shared about prioritizing yourself first came from because I didn't. And it came because I was this perfectionist, overachiever, workaholic who found themselves super at a super young age in an unhealthy space. And I wasn't hospitalized for it. It was not that kind of rock bottom, but I did have a doctor say, you are going to be a skinny diabetic. And then this is what's going to happen to you. You need to start taking care of yourself. And so I went to a Pilates class, and trust me, I made fun of it. You guys, I was like, there's no way this can be that great. And what I found myself in that first mat class feeling was like parts of my body I never felt before. Truly like new places in my body I never felt before. And when I left, I had so much energy, so much joy, so much excitement, different than like after a long run. Like after a long run, you have that runner's high, but also like you can't even walk to your car sometimes. You're like, I'm so tired, right? So like I felt so, so good. I changed my entire work schedule so I could teach Pilates. This is all back in 2005. And then starting in 2008, I started teaching. People loved my Pilates so much, I had to quit my safe, real job to teach Pilates. And I ended up traveling the world to teach people Pilates. And my husband was like, you have to create a space where people could take Pilates with you no matter where you go, because it's not fair to them. They're not going to be excited for you to go to Australia because you're leaving them behind and you're unable to let them be consistent. And so when I founded onlinepilatesclasses.com, it was to create a space where every single person could take the same class at a time that works for them. So when you go to a gym, when you go to a boutique studio, you get to develop community because everyone who goes to the 10 a.m. class goes to the 10 a.m. class. But not everyone can go to class at 10 a.m. And so why not have everyone take the same class all week long, as many times as they want? And I know that can sound boring, like you want variety, but here's the thing that I know to be true. When you take the class more than once in a week, you will actually be able to compare yourself to yourself. And that is the most important person to compare yourself to. You'll actually be able to investigate and be curious, like, oh, this was easier today than yesterday. Wonder why, right? Well, it could be just because you're doing it again, or it could be that you slept better, or maybe you're doing class at a later time. So you really get to know yourself so you can actually take care of yourself in the best way. Or maybe you're like, wow, I am really tired today and I'm being really negative to myself in this class. That's going to help you go, maybe I should let some things go. Like you're going to have some insight on how you're feeling. So when we created onlinepilatesclass.com, it was so important to me that everyone's taking the same class in the same week so they could share their aha moments. They can inspire each other, but they could take it when they wanted to. And then there's a variety because every single week is a new week. And you can go to onlinepilatesclass.com to check us out. We have an app that's free. You don't have to be a member to download it and see all the free tutorials we have. But it's been my goal to help more people do Pilates because it is a movement meditation. It is a mind-body connection. And you don't have to do a 30-minute workout. You could just do the first 10 minutes because we actually say finishing is optional. You know, we want to make it super easy for you to log in, press play, and go. You don't have to search through thousands of classes to figure out which workout do I want to do today. So it's super awesome. We have an amazing community that you can be part of. And I also do give feedback on forms. So if you're new and you're like, I don't know if I'm doing it right, you can actually send in a video of you doing an exercise and then give you feedback on like what prop to use, how to set up for yourself. It's amazing. So you can find me there at onlineappliesclasses.com. And if you're on there, you'll see all of our links to other things. But if you love Instagram, I am Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y dot Logan.
Great. And isn't that just the perfect way to be able to fit in a little self-care? So
yes.
I'll put the links in the show notes for sure. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Oh, Jane, thank you. This is such a fun conversation. I really can't wait to hear how people use it. And, you know, again, reminder, too long didn't listen, tiny steps towards prioritizing yourself first.
Great. Beautiful. Thanks, hon.
If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There's one thing for certain. Meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my Linktree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.